Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Shudder. Shudder is a premium streaming video service super serving fans of all degrees with the best selection of horror and thrillers. And now, Shudder also has their own original podcasts like She Kills, the 10-episode nonfiction podcast hosted by Adrienne Barbeau. To check out this show or to experience Shudder's other great content, head over to Shudder.com and use the promo code DLM for a free 30-day trial. That's Shudder.com and use the promo code DLM for a free 30-day trial. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates... Like, the poster's already
horrifying enough. But then so much candy. Did it come off easy? Are you sure? Alright. Yeah, okay. Worked alright. Took a Reese's egg, thank you very much. I'd like a nice Reese's egg. But great job, everybody. Now, Planes, Trains, and Robert Mobiles. Very clever. Oh shit, this Tomb Raider's got a bunch of candy on it too. Leah Kraft. Now, Ryan. We've been through this before. You brought a Gremlins doll, Stripe, and a sign that just says, Ryan. So what movie is Gremlins? This, you guys, he said this to me on Twitter. This is supposed to be in Gremlins font. That also recognizable Gremlins font that we know and love. Good job, Ryan. Well, if someone picks your name tag, will they be able to keep the stripe? No, you want to hang on to that. So they keep that piece of shit cardboard that has Ryan in Gremlins font. Close enough. Alright, well, great job, everybody. Thank you for putting in all that effort. And thank you, whoever put a Karate Kid doll on my table on stage. It's a great character, Daniel LaRusso. Was that his name? That's Ralph Macchio's name in those movies? Daniel LaRusso? Sounds like a tough guy name. But he wasn't. Until he learned to stand like a bird. Doug plugs. I'm doing a string of stand-up shows starting tomorrow night at the Stardome in Hoover, Alabama, Birmingham adjacent. Road trip, you guys? I mean, I gotta do it. You might as well, too. Monday night, April 15th, celebrate Tax Day with me at Stand Up Live. It's probably a bad night to do a show, right? Stand Up Live in Huntsville, Alabama. Hey! You drove from Huntsville? We're not gonna be there 2 days? It's good to know the kind of intellect I'm dealing with before I get there. Don't be sorry, I love it. Just drive from every town I go to from now on. Except Huntsville, do not see me in where you live. April 19th, I'll be at the Royal Oak Music Theater in, you guessed it, Royal Oak, Michigan. And my 420 show this year is at the Wilbur Theater in Boston. Okay. I don't know which one of those words that was for. I got a son named Wilbur. And then, Douglas Williams will be back at the UCB in Los Angeles, the Franklin Avenue location on Tuesday, April 23rd. Lots of dates coming up, though. For more info, you know what to do. Go to DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com!
You guys are the worst. That wallet thing is trying to catch on. I do love it though. Time for a dugout. I'd like to give a dugout to Dylan Gonzalez, who's here today over there in that corner, for finishing the Douglas Movies Oscar Challenge this year. He saw all of the 50-some movies that were nominated for Oscars. Was it difficult, or were you one of those ones that got it done early?
I got it done about a week after.
Oh, the week after the Oscars you finished?
Correct.
Yes, I still got a few more. I never finished it up. But what was your favorite movie out of all the stuff you had to sit through to do the challenge?
Probably Never Look Away.
Never Look Away, the movie that you saw after the Oscars. Was your favorite of all of them. I haven't seen it. Wait, I did see that one. Is that the long boring one about art?
Yeah, you gotta sit through some long-ass movies if you follow the Oscars. But anyway, great job, and thank you for doing that. Thank you for being here. And from the crashes department, I said that a Marvel movie had Paul Rudd in it, and he wasn't in that one, but who cares? The prize bag today... The prize bag's got stuff I brought all the way out from California, so we've got a Doug Loves Movies shirt, of course. We've got, check this out, you guys. There's this great thing that's happening in the world of cannabis where you know, it's legal to sell products, but there's laws and rules about the packaging and keeping things have to be overly packaged. I'm not a fan of that, but this one really cracked me up. Because see how big this box is? You open it up, and inside, there's like a fucking egg carton thing inside the box, and then you open that up. And there's this tiny little pipe inside it. It's like the fucking, what are those nesting dolls? Of weed right here, so I wanted somebody to have this because it'd just be fun to say to somebody like, "Hey, you want to smoke? Okay, hang on a second. I got a pipe. I got a new pipe I want to try. I take out this box and open the box and take out the carton. You know what to do. If it doesn't get a laugh, you can have your money back because it didn't cost you nothing. Also, I was just in San Francisco, did Douglas Movies at the Punchline there, had a great time, got a copy of San Francisco Magazine. Yeah. I mean, it's a great place. I don't recommend moving there because it's super expensive. I think that's everything. Oh, wait, there's more. I'm so excited about this. And it's so small. We got the Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins. They do a lot of... Yeah. Yes, I'm immortalized thanks to this pin. And I saved the best for last, a fortune cookie. Yeah. Had Chinese for lunch. Or should I say P.F. Chang's? I don't think a single Chinese person works there. But anyway, the pins are of my face, and you can get them at rockinpins.com, or you can get them after the show today, probably out on the sidewalk where I will be. And they're $10 a piece, $20 if you want two. $20 if you only want one, because we don't make change. So... get those $10 bills ready and join me outside after the show. And are you ready to bring my guests out here? Let's do it. Rearrange this a little bit. Give everybody a little fighting room. Here we go. I believe two of these gentlemen have done the show in this very venue, and another one hasn't, but he's been on the show in lots of places. Please give it up, everybody, for Joe Pettis, Justin Thompson, and Trey Gallion. You just handed them to them just now?
Yeah. They looked hungry.
You walked out and handed out Slim Jims?
Yeah, see? Snap into it. Now!
No, you don't have to eat it now, ma'am. I think that's allowed anymore. yell at someone to eat like that. Let's meet them individually, starting with the gentleman with the Slim Jims. It's Joe Pettis, everybody!
What's up, y'all?
Atlanta comedy phenom, visiting Nashville for this festival, the Wild West Festival.
Yes.
You did a show today at brunch time?
Yeah, I did a brunch show here at Zany's at 1 p.m. That was a fun crowd.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, it was fun, yeah.
Were people drinking?
I think so, yeah. There was a couple bachelorette parties, so they were getting wild, so it was cool. Like, you know, like, not like the 11 p.m. show wild. It was like the 1 p.m. show wild.
Yeah.
It was just happy. It was a bachelorette party and a bachelor party combined. Like, the future wife and husband were here, so.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah,
you keep making it sound worse and worse. I mean, you lost me at bachelor party, and you really lost me, and then there were men there as well. Like, there's only one thing to make a bachelorette party worse is a bunch of men. but thank you for being here and for doing a brunch show.
Yeah.
You're a pioneer.
I didn't get any brunch food, though. I forgot to eat, so I probably should have kept one of those Slim Jims. I'm good.
What did they have? Did you see the menu?
They had breakfast.
They had brunch items?
They had breakfast tacos, right, staff?
Yes.
Yes, they had breakfast tacos.
Well, I'm sad I missed it then, because I just was like, I don't think their normal food there would be good for breakfast.
I'll eat chicken wings for breakfast. Anyone else?
Gosh. I'm sorry. I think that was more of a response to, like, you were going to get those chicken wings for breakfast. Let's also say hello to the man to Joe's left. That's Justin Thompson, everybody.
What's going on? How's it going, being in town?
Stop calling down by the wrong things. This is Nashville. Live music capital of the world. Is that right? Sure. Because Austin is something similar. It's just like, one's music capital and one's live music capital, I think.
It's a great town if you love live music, but only the same 30 songs.
I've only heard Wagon Wheel. What are you talking about?
That's one of the 30. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard much music since I got here. They got Netflix in hotel rooms now.
Dude, there really is a whole...
I mean, they always did. It was on my phone, but now I can watch it on the actual TV in the hotel room. Have you done that?
No, I'm just distracted by the whole ass gremlin. I know you had to talk about it before we came out here, because it's all I can think about right now. It's disturbingly lifelike.
Are you guys kidding? Yeah, it looks so much like that doll from the movie.
Is it a puppy?
It's like they just made
one. Oh, shit.
It's like they made one. Yeah, it's a fucking
puppy. Please keep your hands exposed at all times, sir.
I feel like these two guys are gonna die for this puppet when the time comes. You know?
I like how the sign just says Ryan. Not a lot of effort on the sign when you have that going for it.
You were right the first time when you said we already went over all of this.
Oh man, this is so much fun. When are we gonna start the podcast?
When are you moving to New York, dude? I hear you're making the big move soon.
I'm moving out the first week of May.
All right, that's like a couple weeks.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should plan better.
Yeah, start saying goodbye to everybody.
All right.
Packing goodbye.
Well, yeah, if anybody wants to buy a 2005 Buick LaCrosse, holler at your boy. The trunk doesn't open. Bang it up.
It's a trick, do it.
Yeah, it's a high horse.
Yeah, Justin actually asked to borrow my car this weekend. I was like, no.
No, it all worked out. Turns out, yeah, there's a trick to it. I learned it. I'm like a Jedi now, so it's an 05, so you can't drive for Uber if that was your dream, so.
Doesn't the three of these guys sitting together look like a prison haircut in progress? Like, turn stages.
I shaved my head to raise money for St. Baldrick's.
What?
Yeah, I shaved my head to raise money to end childhood cancer last month.
And did it work?
Yeah, all done. All done for childhood cancer. Yeah. Thank goodness.
I'm so grateful.
but that's over with. Yeah. There's a lot of bad things out there. That's one of the worst.
Yeah, it made me cry once or twice.
Yeah, I don't know if it worked, but to be honest with you, I'm already regretting shaving my head. Like, I feel like I look like I have a lot of opinions about things. I'm looking very American History X right now.
Yeah, it's not a laid-back look. Speaking of laid-back looks, you guys.
Hey, man.
His first time on stage here at Zanies in Nashville ever is Trey Gallio!
The cover band capital of the world, Nashville. Thank you. I love Tennessee. Look, I have a Tennessee tattoo, you guys.
Everybody,
that's Dragon Ball Z, man. Wait, you voluntarily got that?
What kind of cancer did you cure when you did that?
My own ass cancer.
More like sass cancer. You sassy devil.
I got this tattoo with Doug. Backstage at a Sublime concert in Tampa, Florida. That was a fun night.
I do not remember you doing that.
Exactly.
How long does it take to get that tattoo?
Not long. Turns out, Jason did it for me. He did it with a solo cup and a fucking ruler, and that's it.
And that's how you become the mayor of Nashville right there.
Am I the mayor of Nashville? I just flew in today. Is that how it works? That's why they handed me that sash at the airport. Sweet. Changes are coming, Nashville. You're welcome.
It's really awesome the way they made that airport temporarily smaller. Because I always thought, this airport's too big. Hopefully they can make it thinner. An extended period of time. That's what they're doing.
How many gates? Do we got a gate total over there?
Probably about 19, maybe. No.
That seems high.
You're crazy.
60.
Yeah, it's not a lot of them. We'll be back with more gate talk. Talking about all the airports. What's the airport like in Huntsville?
I have no idea. Nice?
Nine gates, we're told.
That's bigger than Knoxville. I think Knoxville has 6. What? Oh, he's trying to make bad jokes.
Did he just...
Luckily, he doesn't have the microphone.
You're still talking to him, so the audience is just hearing your half.
Oh, no, I wait. Like, he talked at me for a second, but that was it. That's as far as it went, Doug. I'm looking at you right now. I am not looking at him.
You gotta repeat his great joke because he asked you if that's a Helen Keller t-shirt.
Right.
Because, of course, Helen Keller wouldn't know what's on her t-shirt. Right. Because she's dead.
Yeah.
Alright, well, welcome to all of you guys. This is going to be a really intense competition today. I've come up with some games especially for these gentlemen because, you know, when you have the best of the best.
I've won a couple times. Don't laugh like that, guys. Thank you for clapping.
When you have Justin and these two other guys, you know what's in store. But Trey says he beat Justin one time.
Well, Justin said I beat him once.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I remembered it that way. All right, so we'll get to that in a second. First, we need to know what we're playing for.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you bring for the prize bag, Joe?
I got 2 items. I got some merch. I got these from my... I got, first off, I got some booty shorts. but my buddy Brad Sativa, he's a local, one of my favorite comics, local Nashville comic. It says Sativa on the bottom. It's in the shape of Tennessee. I had to figure out where we were. And then I have my own t-shirt. Do you guys know who Stone Cold Steve Austin is? Yeah, he had Austin 316 shirts. It is the number one selling t-shirt. He made $100 million off that shirt. So I made my own, and they say, Pettis 420. I sold about 10 of these. Please buy one after the show. That's my prize.
There you go.
If the shirt doesn't fit, see me after the show, and I'll give you one that fits. So.
That's very nice of you. If the Douglas movie shirt doesn't fit the winner, perhaps you have a friend. Somebody's birthday might be coming up. Justin?
I definitely didn't clean up my car, but I got some great stuff. For starters, I got the Brady Games Guide to Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence. It's a pretty fantastic video game that came out 15 years ago, so if you haven't beaten it yet, this is for you. Oh man, this is, this is pretty great. This is a Clay Aiken fan club travel mug.
That's official. That's official.
OFC. 2009. That's a 10-year-old travel mug.
Yeah. You could have auctioned that off.
I do it for the fans, you know. I'm giving. And I got one of my t-shirts for you as well. This is shirt for a show I do called Drop a Video. We got this cool graphic my friend designed, and there you go. Boom.
Oh, you brought a bag too. That's very thoughtful. I know a guy named Joe that crossed his mind to bring a bag.
To be fair, you said bring stuff for the prize bag, not bring your own prize bag.
What's this?
Oh, I got some headphones for you too, bro. Figured if you'd like listening to podcasts, you know.
Really? Those were legit in the bag?
Yeah.
Why didn't you mention it?
Because you didn't know they were in there.
No, you're playing it off smooth, though, man.
Oh, shit, he's Snail Justin, everybody. Alright, what do you have, Trey?
Okay, so they have a ton of candy backstage, so I have some
whole bunch of
There's little peanut butter cups, and then there's some Starburst, but only the yellow and orange, because those are the two best flavors. I know.
This side of the room doesn't care at all. Well, that side of the room really has an opinion about the flavors of Starburst.
I found out people get really heated about the Starburst flavors. So look, it's just my opinion, alright? I'm not going to fight anybody about it. We're cool. United Airlines plain blue barf bag. And then the safety card for a B-757. It's not the one with the kid where they're giving the kid the wedgie, which is disappointing, but whatever. And then, okay, this actually came about on this show, talking about this, and now it's a reality, you guys. I've got a Trey Galleon Live at Creep Records rolling tray. It's a rolling tray! Because it's me, and it... All right. And then you're going to want to use that to roll up some joints to listen to my new album, Trey Galleon Live at Creep Records, which is pre-sailing right now and officially on all the stuff you listen to on 420, duh. But then I brought some too, if anybody wants some. I brought some trays and some CDs for after the show. Okay, but buy their shit first or whatever. All right. That's it.
Wow, what a salesman.
Why is buy everyone's stuff?
Okay, so buy my pin, and then if you still have some money, buy a Pettis 420 shirt, And if you still have some money, then buy a rolling tray from Trey.
Or weed. I'll trade.
Awesome. Trade some weed if you're out of money.
Or something else. Like, if you got something decent to trade, don't come back with some whack shit. That's happened before. I hate turning people down in a parking lot, but sometimes it has to be done. You know?
And if you ask them earbuds, please give them to Justin, because he...
I'm not taking earbuds.
He's looking for a pair.
Are you grossed out by the idea of wearing somebody else's earbuds?
Oh, those were new. I haven't used those.
I was just asking the question. I'm not accusing you of putting a bunch of ear gunk on these things and then giving them away.
Can I have some privacy about what goes in his ears? I didn't know you were so conservative.
I got a question for everybody that I'm asking one at a time. And we'll start with you, Trey.
Okay.
Do you know what the question is?
Man, I mean, I'm pretty sure, but I'm not really great at this podcast, so there's no telling. I mean, I'm like 90% sure what it's going to be.
Okay, what do you think it is?
I think it is going to... You're going to ask me about what the most recent movie that I saw was?
Mm-hmm.
Did I win yet? All right.
No, but you answered my question. Justin.
5.5.
What was the last movie you saw, Trey?
I saw 2 this week. I saw... Oh, now here's the tricky part, remember. No, Shazam, which I thought was really, yeah, that was a shit ton of fun, huh? Entertaining from top to bottom. And then went and saw Pet Sematary. Yeah, which was, I was kind of, because the first one, we were talking about this earlier, made like a real impression on me. It's one of those that I've only seen like 2 or 3 times because, fuck, I don't need to watch it any more than that. But then, so, I was like, we'll give the new one a try. Was anybody else creeped out by the fact that Gage looked exactly like Gage from the first one?
Yeah.
All right, word. Just me. So, yeah, but that was good, too.
Well, it's a good thing, Trey, that you never have to pick toddlers out of a lineup, because they're both very young little boys, but I didn't think they looked that much alike.
This is starting to sound creepy. Can we talk about...
The one in the original Pet Sematary went on to say penis and vagina to Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah. He had a hot little career for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Now also, I should talk to you, Trey, about one other thing that discussed in toddlers. You shouldn't really talk about how hot anything they're doing is.
Cole, can I get another Tito's and soda, please?
Yeah, another one already?
Yeah.
I better catch up. All right, where are we at? Justin, last movie you saw?
I saw most recently the film Us.
Yeah.
You saw it too?
Yeah.
Woo.
All right.
It was okay.
Did you see it with someone else or did you go alone?
No, I... Look.
Did you see it with that haircut?
I saw it in Atlanta. And I was not alone. I was safe among friends. And no, nothing bad happened to me.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I like the movie. I feel like everything is supposed to be meaningful and like on purpose.
There's a lot going on in it.
Yeah. And then when everything kind of falls together at the end, not quite all the dots connect.
That's part of the fun.
Yeah. Okay. That was a very fun movie. I really enjoyed it. 2 thumbs up.
It's a puzzle where the first time you do it, you don't necessarily get all the pieces in place. So then you need to see it again.
Yeah.
And then again and again and again.
And then you realize that. And there's just some pieces missing from this box, right? It's
and then, yeah, finally you realize, yeah, you gotta call the manufacturer.
But no, I enjoyed it, you know. Yeah. I'm excited to see what other movies Jordan Peele's doing.
Yeah, me too.
If he asked me, I'd say that to his face.
He needs your support.
I'm way staying in right now. Let it be known. Put it on the record.
I can't wait for you to get to New York, man. We're going to have so much fun. It's going to be a good time.
Okay, this is great. When are we going to start the podcast?
Joe, what was the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw, it was Captain Marvel. Is that Captain Marvel?
Okay.
Yeah. Like a month ago? I don't know. Whatever.
That one goes out to the ladies.
Yeah.
She's saying it's a real Captain Marvel.
Yeah, if Black Panther was for black people, Captain Marvel was for women, then definitely Shazam is for dorks.
Man.
No, he's just a kid in an adult body, so he's not a dork necessarily.
It's basically he's a stand-up comic.
It's like, I never wanted the movie Big, and I never wanted him to also fight crime. Enough on his plate with having to be an adult suddenly. I gotta see Shazam. I gotta check that out.
It's the one I want to see next for sure.
That's it?
That's it.
We did it, you guys. That was a tight segment. Got through that fast.
What was the movie you saw most recently?
Oh. Last night I tried to watch the Dirt on Netflix, the Motley Crue movie, and I fell asleep before. Like I fell asleep between hitting yes, let's watch it, and any of it. I didn't even see like a company logo. I was fucking out immediately. It's almost like just the idea of seeing it. I was like, I'm having some good dreams right now. Not how I think rock and roll bands should be. But yeah, I do want to watch that though. So that's the last movie I almost saw.
What? No, yeah, that's a great review. I'll check it out when I can't sleep later.
I watched like an hour or so of The Apostle on the plane here on Netflix. And it's the guy who directed Raid and Raid 2 and was even a guest on Doug Loves Movies one time. And so far I don't get it. I'm like an hour in, so I'm going to watch the rest of it, but I don't know what's happening.
Did you like the Raid movies?
I did. This is not the Raid movies. This is like, it's got violence in it, but it's like sporadic. It's not like constant. Like that's what's great about the first Raid is it's just nonstop action. And then there's a little less action in Raid 2. And now there's a lot less action in The Apostle. It's still upsetting, though. That counts for anything. And Michael Sheen's the bad guy in it. He's great, of course. He's really into it.
Are there little boys in it?
All right, like I said, that was a great segment. Like talking with other adults about adult subjects. I'm trying to drive the kids into it. Hey, Trace, is this your first time in this comedy club? Let's do a fun little game.
Okay.
Name those three comics on those three circles over there on that wall that are all nicely lit.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Wait, which one? That's the one with the power tool?
No,
the one on the left.
The mullet, obviously.
The one on the left. Yeah. Elaine Boozler in the middle.
Oh, no.
Is that not right? And then the power tool looks like Chuck Norris, kind of.
Wait, now you're saying that the guy with the mustache is Ellen DeGeneres?
Right.
That's Jeff Foxworthy. Are you dumb with the fifth grader?
No.
That's the show.
I mean, you guys remember him, but Trey never got to see on this wall over here that used to have a painting of a drunk guy falling out of a car laughing.
What? Couldn't they get sued for that if that actually happened?
Well, I don't know why they took it down. Just probably good taste was the main reason.
That's actually the flag for Tennessee.
I'm gonna get that on my other one.
This is the part of the show where I tell Bert Kreischer to turn it off. Let the games begin!
Does anybody have a box of donuts?
Why are you such a thirsty... Alright, we got lots of options, you guys. Please, please give him a good look-see. Don't make any rash decisions. There's a guy by the bar who wants you very much.
He's yelling my name. We're going with that guy, yeah.
You're going with him just because he yelled your name a bunch of times? Wow, that is...
That's my validation.
That's quite a system. All right, make sure that you see everybody over here, Trey. There's lots of people on this side, Trey. Lots of stuff. Lots of options. Lots of people right there underneath Ellen DeGeneres. What's wrong? Do these guys like Sour Patch? So much Sour Patch. What about, don't you guys like chocolate? What are you, dogs? Come on, guys. Come on, Justin. Throw yourself into it. Yeah, serve the crowd. Get what you like. Joe just went into the bathroom, got himself a drink, comes stumbling back on stage. You still doing this? It is quite arduous. You should go to commercial break during this recovery. The nice folks at Shudder put their ad at the beginning. Trey's up in the balcony, you guys. He's not fucking around. Or maybe he is. But it's very nice to go up to the balcony. Everyone on the floor can tell you they don't deserve it. These guys here on the floor got here early. Poor Stripe didn't get picked. I can't believe it. He looks so sad.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Even though we never went to commercial, we're back. There you go. Have a seat. What do you got, Joe?
I'm playing for Indiana Stone and the Rays of the Lost Mark. I picked that sign up because he once bought a t-shirt from me, so... Why not get signed up next time? Buy a t-shirt.
It's pretty good artwork.
I like it. It's good artwork.
Good artwork.
Nice top on the back.
Yeah, nice job, dude. Yeah. What do you got there, Justin?
I got Smokey and the Bendit. So clearly his name is Bendy, and I'm going to help him out.
That's my Smokey and the Bender, am I right? Come on. Okay, that was the right. Okay, sorry. R.I.P.
Speaking of Smokey,
Will you train?
Dude, I picked this dude because he was in the balcony, like, all the way in the back. And it's Drew Valentine. And, yeah, the closer I got, I was like, oh, that's extra creepy and awesome. Because you're riding Ryan Gosling's, on Ryan Gosling's shoulders with your hands covering his eyes. And the way they photoshopped you with the hair, you got the flowing hair. Yeah.
Yeah, that does look nice.
It looks splendidly creepy. So, right on, Drew. I mean, yeah, and I'm not gonna win, so give him a little bit of acknowledgement in the balcony right now, you know.
I've never won a show ever, so you have a good chance.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was worried about you winning, Joe.
Sorry, Mark.
Joe's main tank pick. That's the main thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wrote positive energy on the back, which is really nice. Trace doesn't have a shithead on the back. Does yours have one, Dusty?
No.
Because we're not doing them anymore, but if people ride them on there, I'll still say them because some people miss it.
Riding a shithead is a shithead.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Cheese balls.
Yeah, where does it come from?
They took all the Slim Jims I gave them and combined them and got cheese balls.
You just traded up.
What, we had a fucking carnival?
Some weird black magic that just happened.
Yeah, so suddenly on stage, I don't care for it. Is a giant thing of cheese balls, and you know what happens when I see a giant thing of cheese balls?
I don't know, but I'm pretty
sure. They go into some mouths. Who wants a cheese ball? This is gonna be great.
I'm super excited.
I landed face down, that's good. Alright, let's cheese balls. Mouth. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna miss every time. Cheese ball? I'm not kidding, I'm gonna miss every fucking time.
A grown out Catholic.
Hey, it's your turn. What are you putting on this ground for?
There you go.
There you go.
Come
with you. Oh, right in. You can put it right in there. Oh, give it to the Kremlin. Whoever's performing here tonight for us making the venue so orange.
Yeah, sorry, being right. Better.
Oh my god.
Oh, Trey, you bad boy. Don't just throw them everywhere.
A true man of the people right here.
I got all right. Three, right? At least.
Cheese balls are actually the official state flower of Tennessee. Yeah, that's right. I read Wikipedia before this show.
All right, let's play some games. No more goofing around, you guys.
Aww.
Serious part.
Right.
Yeah, could you turn that around so my own eyes aren't staring at me the whole time?
That's totally okay. There's a...
Yeah, I don't mind that one.
A floor cropped with your head on it. That's okay.
I can look at that.
So can I.
Just
that.
Alright, this first game we're going to play today... It's something that I call live, die, repeat. It's so simple, even a stupid could do it. You never know. Some people are great at it.
I'm not.
Some people are Trey. I'm going to say the name of
movie, a real movie.
Yeah.
Sergeant Stubby was a real movie. I'm going to say the title of a real movie, and then first person who repeats it back completely incorrectly is the winner.
Right.
Yeah.
Real.
Are you trying to trick me? Like, I'm just going to say, yeah, that sounds like what I was about to say.
You know.
Did you say anything that's legible?
Titanic?
Oh, Titanic. Nope. All right.
All right. Just wanted to go ahead and get
it's
out.
It's fun to throw in a pre-guess, so it would have been amazing.
What? I
picked Titanic. The odds are super slim. It's usually a movie with more than one word in the title. I love how now these guys have like a whole bunch of candy to eat, and they're trying to do that thing where they pull it off the sign as quietly as possible. But it's gonna get my attention every time.
Dude, that's a lot of
candy.
Sign.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys should wait until after Easter. It's cheaper.
Hey, Joe. This show isn't gonna be after Easter. It's right now.
I actually have no idea what Easter is.
Alright, I'm gonna say a title.
Yeah.
First person on stage, no audience guesses, please.
Just repeat the title.
Yeah. Alexander.
Alexander 2.
There was a movie called that first one there, and but that's not what I'm going for.
All right.
There's more words.
Okay. Just checking.
Alexander the sequel.
Alexander and the Terrible.
Alexander and the Terrible Giant Peach. Right? That's a little close.
Alexander and the Terrible Horrible. See, the words I'm saying, they will be in it.
Yeah. Have patience.
Alexander and the Terrible,
Horrible,
No Good.
Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Bad Day, Piece of Shit.
Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad.
Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad. Apple Dumpling Gang. I don't know.
The what?
Apple Dumpling Gang. Rise again.
Alexander and say it.
Alexander.
Can you say it?
And the Terrible.
Alexander and the Terrible.
No good.
Who the hell was in that movie? Steve Carell and Jennifer Garner.
Whatever, man.
Wait, that's actually a real movie?
Yeah.
I thought I had said that the first time.
It's based on literature.
I have an English degree.
You can't read. I think there's some young adult book or something it's based on. It's a children's book? Yeah, they're young adults, right?
You know, you gotta let them know that most days aren't good. From an early age.
Yeah, there was probably some parents of children losing their minds during that one. Because they knew it. Alright, so you did it, Justin. You prevailed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yay.
That means you get to go first in our next game.
What a prize.
And I'm introducing a game here today.
Maybe I'm good at this one.
Nope, it's very similar to games you're bad at. This game is called Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. Smith is getting
I think that this guy's business card says don't laugh at anything. He just hands it to people and they go, really? And then he laughs in their face. Alright, so here's how this game works. I'll tell you the title of a movie. We'll go to you individually, so Justin gets to go first. And then we'll go to Trey and then to Joe. And I'll ask you the name, I'll say the name of the movie, and you tell me if it has Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, or neither. First person gets it wrong, we move on to the next person. If that person gets it wrong, we indeed move on to the third person.
Yeah.
Who has no choice if they remember the options.
Yeah,
let's get jiggy with it.
I'm a millennial. I know what his films are.
Okay, this one's for Justin. Only Justin gets the answer. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, or neither? The Inkwell.
That's a neither.
That's incorrect.
That was my second guess.
Trey, is it Mr. or Mrs. Smith? Or neither. Yes, thank you for reminding me to remind Trey that neither is indeed an option.
Look, man, I'm trying really hard up here.
Tell the truth.
No, you guys are dicks, man. Mister.
No.
That was my third guess.
Joe, here's your chance to get on the board. What's your answer?
I really want to say his son's name just for a laugh, but I want to win, so I'm going to... Wait, what'd you say?
Right?
You said Willa. I don't know what that movie has anything to do with it.
Shit, I really forgot. Jada.
That's correct. Oh, that was a real nail biter. Alright, back to you, Justin. Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, or neither. The motion picture called Return to Paradise.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
That is correct. All right, Trey.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Neither. Where the Day Takes You.
That's the name of the movie.
It'll be horrible, no very good today.
Will Smith.
That is correct.
What's up, fellas?
How's it feel?
I mean, pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. Like a total shot in the dark.
This is so exciting. Go to you first here, Hollywood.
I was really hoping for Wild Wild West. I'm gonna go with neither.
No.
Oh, this is setting up to be awesome.
Trey?
Huh?
What?
Oh, we're going to me now?
No, is it Justin's turn?
Oh, I don't know.
It's Justin's turn.
What's the film?
Wild Wild West.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Hey, asshole. Welcome to Hollywood.
Will Smith.
So yes, I can say it in a sentence.
All right. That's a Will Smith movie for sure.
It is?
Yes.
That is correct.
Just he had gotten that wrong, it was Jada, right? Because he said neither? Alright.
Dude, you're so fucking with it, man.
Yeah, I know. See, I was on top of that one. I was ready.
Okay. Are you ready for this, Trey?
Ish.
Mr. or Mrs. or neither, Boys in the Hood.
Oh. Jada.
No.
Bitch. Not Jada, Doug.
Joe?
Neither.
That is correct. Alright. This is exciting.
How much better would that movie have been if Will Smith wasn't in it, though?
I guess. Sorry about this one. I think Cuba Gooding Jr. held it down pretty good. But yeah, Jada was in Menace to Society, so I thought, you know, it's a fun twist.
Yeah, that's super fun.
Why the one of them in Don't Be a Menace to Society while drinking juice in the hood? Is that it?
What?
There's a South Central in there somewhere.
No, they're not in that movie. Justin, it's your turn, man.
Yo, what up?
Winter's Tale.
JPS, all the way.
Nope.
All right, neither. See how I do that?
It's not how this works. Who's up next?
Trey.
Am I? I'm up next?
Sure.
Neither.
Incorrect! Joe!
Will I get this one? I think I will!
Well, that's right! You did it!
But it's wrong. Get it right!
Wow, that was intense. This is really exciting. I'll just keep saying that.
How many do I have?
Doesn't matter. That's fine. You don't need to dwell on winning or losing, but Joe is in the lead with 3, followed by Justin with 2, and Trey with 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're back. Just like to know where I'm at.
Justin. You ready, Justin?
Sure.
Coca. All right, I'm going to take that as your final answer. Incorrect. That's not so funny now, is it?
You know, it's not. I'm going to dwell on the past. I don't know who got it correct or not.
It wasn't funny the first time.
All right, Trey?
Yeah.
Collateral is what I was trying to say. Collateral.
Oh, man. Don't judge me, you guys. Hang on. Collateral was the one. That was Will.
Come on, dude. Incorrect. Joe. So far, we've got two will guesses.
Oh, damn it.
That was so hard.
I'm so not good at this game. Even when I try, I'm so not good at this game.
Mrs. Smith.
That is correct. Jada. And Joe, you just ran away with this thing. Joe is the winner of this game, you guys. She might be one of the famous aliens. You know how they always show lots of real fast. You don't know who the fuck's the nerd.
You should be in number four.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh,
you think Doug should be in Men in Black 4 if there is one?
Oh, yes, there is. It's not called 4, it's called International, I think.
Oh, I actually know there's going to be a new movie.
It's called Men International Black. And
that sounds like a store in a really bad mall.
Yeah. Or a good mall.
Those don't exist anymore.
We also have bad stores, people. All right. Oh, I'm just winded from that, all the excitement of that last game. And I'm very excited for a new wrinkle that I'd like to introduce. Yeah. Yeah, you guys, who doesn't love a good wrinkle? Young people, that's who. who's looking forward to wrinkles? Oh, he's getting another egg. It's a good idea.
It was calling.
Get some brain food going there, too.
Yeah.
Because we're going to play one of your favorites, Trey.
Yeah.
It's a little thing called Last Man Stanton.
Will Smith.
Do we get a lifeline?
Dude, you're going to be blown away by all the things that are about to happen. Yes, you can each go to your lifeline one time.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. How's that egg flavor?
Does somebody have
a napkin for Trey to clean up a little bit?
I got it.
Oh, you're good?
Oof. Tongue and corduroys. Problem solved. Wow. Yeah. Are there any little
things? I can't think of any problems those two things would solve.
Adidas and soda?
Oh, you would like a drink?
Can I get two?
Are you guys already done? I've not been drinking enough this show. Yeah, more drinks for my friends.
Cold, thanks, man.
But in the meantime, let's play this game. After your lifeline says, "Sorry, I cannot help you," because that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You can make one phone call.
Ooh.
Oh shit! You're out.
Don't get your phone.
They're all in bags. They're all locked up. Joe, let's just wait for Joe to get his phone, everybody. I'll do a song in the meantime. Oh, he's back.
All right. Oh, man, I hope he answers his phone. All right.
Oh, you got somebody smart you're gonna call?
Yeah, dude.
Well, if they're smart, they're not going to pick up when you call. If I got a phone call for you, the first thing I do is look and see if I have bail money laying around.
That's so fair. Oh, stings, you know? Some of these sting, Doug. The truth.
The first time we did this on the show, Jim Norton tried to call Ozzy Osbourne for the answer.
Yeah, man, that's going too high, dude. Oh, Ozzy.
I would have loved it if he got him on the phone, too, because he would not have known the answer. It would have been very entertaining. But, yeah, so just think about that. You have somebody that you can call. But that's if your lifeline can't help you. It's just an extreme situation.
Right.
But here's where the game is going to get interesting tonight. And yeah, put your phone away during the part where you're answering questions, because it looks like you're cheating. Each of you gets to pick one actor or actress, and all three of you and myself will guess name movies that all three of those people are in until we run out. Which still I expect to happen pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, hot damn. I've done this in the past sometimes for players that are, seem weaker than the others.
You've done this with me on the show.
Again, you probably chose somebody who the other people knew a lot more of their movies than you did. So choose wisely.
Well,
I would choose the late, great John Cazale, because he was only in 5 movies. Or wait, how about James Dean? The first one. Does anybody have a game they'd like to do?
I'd like to pick the still currently great Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh boy. That's gonna be a lot of, there's a lot of movies he's been in.
And I've been in every single one.
That's a big one. Holy shit. Alright, Justin, do you have one yet? Do you want me to go to Trey?
Yeah, go to Trey.
Let's
go with Bill Murray.
Oh man! Tell you right now, no crossover there that I can think of so far, but maybe. Joe? Say The Rock again. Justin?
Let's do The Sandman, Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Wow. I got a lot of his in the back pocket for some reason.
I hear his Netflix special is very funny. It's awesome. It's been confirmed.
Yeah. I liked it.
It was Nanette for men.
Wow, really?
No, don't listen to me.
Yeah, don't listen to him at all, you guys.
I thought it was a bunch of clever one-liners with some short songs in there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not what, so it wasn't what you said at all.
Okay.
Awkward.
Come on, guys. Well, this game's going to take forever because you all name people that are in a million things. I'm sitting over here going, pick somebody that's only been in 3 movies. So, here we go. Justin starts us off, then we go to Joe, then me, then Trey. And around, we're going to go fast.
Oh.
In case somebody needs to make a phone call, because that could take a second.
All right, Rampage.
It's going to go to voicemail, no matter who you call, by the way. Okay, Rampage.
Oh, the Tooth Fairy.
Skyscraper.
Caddyshack.
The Scorpion King.
If you're just tuning in, no, we're not being silly. These are the films of The Rock, Bill Murray, and Adam Sandler, the Sandman.
Southland Tales.
Wait, what did Justin say?
The Scorpion King.
Okay, then Southland Tales. Okay, I'll go Happy Madison. What?
That's the name of the production company.
Oh, I slipped it to you. It's probably for the best, but I'm out early. What, Trey?
50 First Dates.
Okay.
Yep.
I would say one of those other ones I just fucked up. But.
No, I know. I'm aware. Hey, look, there's a method to something.
Lost in Translation.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Yay!
And Billy Madison.
Yeah. I wish they were one person.
Big Daddy.
G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And Ghostbusters.
Oh, wait a second. Hang on. Okay, people want a full title of G.I. Joe.
Okay, G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Yeah.
The Ghostbusters.
What?
Ghostbusters.
True.
Okay.
The We're all Tenenbaums.
All right.
Ghostbusters too.
Too easy.
Rushmore.
You want to lose the hard way?
Yes. Okay. Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Scrooged.
Together they're in 1,000 movies.
I know. The Waterboy. I don't remember who all we were doing.
Waterboy. Okay.
Skyscraper?
I said.
Yeah.
Oh. He's not up.
Oh, in that case, what I meant to say was, you don't mess with the Zohan.
The Zohan, yes. Johan?
Oh, shit.
Lost in translation.
Said it already.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Rushmore.
Said it already.
Furious.
Nothing makes Joe laugh harder than failure.
It's why I do this.
What did you say?
Furious 7?
Well, who's in that? The Rock?
The Rock, yeah.
Okay. Trent.
Fast 5?
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom!
Are you offering me something to do with that? Justin.
Spanglish.
Whoa. I'm gonna sit on that one for a while.
Fast and the Furious 6.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I got creative with that one.
Okay. Trey?
Yeah.
You still here, buddy?
I am, man.
You're doing great.
Thanks, man. You're
really hanging in there.
Yeah.
Because he's been having Sam's 8x10, and his old 8x10's on the wall right over there. He's watching over us, helping out.
From one of the movies that he was in?
No. It was pretty Happy Madison.
Serious case of
the. That's what his company's called, Happy Madison, right?
Yeah, so you nailed that.
Yeah. We'll do a game like that sometime with the companies that people have.
Oh, the Uncomfortable 7.
I love this one in the audience. What? Personally insulted by that.
The Unwatchable 6.
I think your numbers and your words might be off. You might want to seek out an answer elsewhere. Do you want to go to your lifeline, Trey?
Oh, wait. Blended.
Okay.
Yes. Suck on that.
Justin?
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's an animated Wes Anderson movie, Bill Murray's the voice of it. Speaking of which, Joe?
Groundhog Day.
Oh, that wasn't what I was expecting, Trey.
Prey. Oh, shit. The Life Aquatic.
Yeah.
Steve Zissou.
You pronounce it like it's spelled S-E-A-C-E-Zoo. That's why
Zissou.
Had a life in the ocean.
Zissou.
Justin?
Oh, Mr. Deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Punch Drunk Love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Alex?
Wait, what's happening?
I'm going to my lifeline. Sorry, I probably should have said that first.
Is your lifeline's name Alex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alexander?
I thought you were going to say Alexander, yeah. Where's Alex at? Oh, the balcony.
Drew.
Alexandru?
Oh, it's true. It's rolled up. I didn't. Sorry, Drew. Where did.
He's gonna fuck you up, man.
Yeah, he's not gonna give you the right answer.
Right.
That'd be great. I'd love to see a lifeline fuck with a guest. Just yell out something confidently. Okay, what are you saying?
Sorry. Huh? Oh, yeah, no shit, huh? Stripes!
Stripes!
Unbelievable.
Shit.
Every time I jerked off to that shower scene, I was Stripes, like... Whatever. But... I wish it was a loofah, remember? But anyway.
I jerk off to the scene where he drops the pizza on the road.
Ha!
gig?
Yeah, so I can't wait. So, I didn't put the movie on to not master it.
I like to write it out, see where it's going.
Justin?
Did I get?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, not necessarily a good movie, but...
Oh, it's terrible.
Good answer.
Caddyshack 2?
Yeah! Wait, what? Yeah! Wait, what?
Yeah!
No, I don't think he was in that, actually.
Was he in it?
I don't think he shows up at all.
Where he was.
I don't think he shows up at all.
IMDb out there?
Feels like over it.
First of all, Joe, don't ever ask them to look at their phones. Especially when they're all locked up. Nobody has access to their phones.
Yeah, right?
This wonderful club.
I was hoping whoever IMDb was actually here so I could talk about getting on that.
Well, IMDb, you're not paying attention to what's happening.
Holy shit.
Yeah, do you want to go to your lifeline?
My only IMDb credit, by the way, is your weed smoking shows. It makes sense. Yeah, Mark.
Mark.
Do you have a movie?
Click.
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 Nice. Thank you. I thought that was Spanish.
Click. All right, you're still in it. Back to Trey.
Yeah.
There's no click two, unfortunately.
Yeah, boy. I know we were all waiting for that. What could have been, huh? Click two? Just the merchandising alone. I'm so killing time right now because there's nothing else going on in my brain. Do I need to call somebody, or is this where I gotta...
No, if your lifeline had failed you, you gotta call somebody, but they should fail you. You're failing yourself at this point.
Thanks a lot, Chad.
So we have The Rock.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
We have had tons of movies.
The Rock was in,
Right? Just say it.
Was he in Get Shorty?
No. It was not in Get Shorty. Don't tell him otherwise. No clues. But was that a clue?
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
You know it!
Can we come back to me? Can we...
Nope.
Thing?
Nope.
Tip of the tongue. Ooh.
Sorry, Trey. You did a great job today, though.
No, thanks.
You really did. Thanks, guys.
Go balls.
You really hung in there today, dude.
I did.
That
I
was
did.
Good for you.
I'm proud. I'm fine. I'm leaving the head held high. High.
You're leaving high. You're leaving high.
You can say he was walking tall.
Oh.
Jumanji.
Yes! What? What's the whole title?
Jumanji. Hey, The Rock's in it.
That would have been a great title. But I don't think it would have sold more tickets necessarily than what they went with. Do you want to change your answer to something else? That was so close. I was so happy for you. I was like, I just wanted to, like, greet you. Like, we were out in the middle of a forest.
And I know exactly
Jumanji,
what I would have said to you. Jumanji in the jungle?
God damn it. Why would I greet you with in the jungle? You're just arriving. Why would I say that? Why would I confuse you like that? Probably, what would I say if you just arrived?
Jumanji? Why are you here?
Like, let's say...
Jumanji, welcome to the jungle.
That's it.
Because we got fun and games. Now we get suits. Do you know Axl Rose?
What? Like, of him?
No, do you know him?
No!
Aw, oh, damn it.
I don't know why I said it like I'm upset about it. No! staying up late. And he just had an empty chicken market that was on somebody's head.
Hey, sometimes it sucks driving in November rain. You're right.
Man, good on you, Nashville. I'm gonna get away with that garbage. This is for you guys. Damn.
Strict but fair.
All right, back to you, Justin.
Did I say pixels already?
No, I don't think so.
Then I'm gonna say pixels right now.
Okay. Do you have any more? Joe gets to go one more.
I was hoping you'd have to keep going.
Remember that one?
Oh, The Rock? Yeah.
Like Adam Sandler. Oh, The Rock was your idea? You said The Rock? That was your idea?
The Rock is mine, yeah.
And you're out of Rock movies.
See, the majority of the Rock movies I've seen are actually just WrestleMania documentaries. I don't think those count. I'm picturing...
Yeah, describe it to me.
I'm picturing a Bill Murray movie where he robs a bank, but I can't think of the name.
Oh, yeah, he's in a clown suit.
Yeah, it's my favorite, like, one of my favorite. I don't know the name of it.
It's because it's got a name that, like, you go, okay, I guess that could be the name of a movie about a client, a clown suit that robs a bank, but it sure doesn't sound like it. I guess it kind of does. Jesus,
Dog Day Afternoon.
That's what you think that movie's called? Or do you think, are you saying Bill Murray has a groundhog in the mornings and a dog in the regular dog in the afternoon? Incorrect! Justin is our winner! There's a million titles. Of course we missed a ton of them. Trace is over there going, man.
I know. I just got a flood of them all at once.
Can I give you some advice though, Trey?
Yeah.
Be cool.
Son of a bitch. We're the tight crowd of shit. Damn it.
That's my favorite Rock movie. Funny people.
Yeah, we get it. There's a lot of movies.
Man.
He was just talking about us, actually.
That one made me feel dumber than normal, you know?
Well, I thought of that one, but I just wanted to say the stand-up, and that's not it. So I was like, man, I can't do this.
Wow.
All right.
Thanks.
That was good.
Good job, Justin.
Smokey and the Bandit, come get your prizes. Congratulations.
Sorry, Mark.
There you go. Oh, wait, I forgot to give you the tray.
Oh.
The tray.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, shit, knocking over sodas. Getting crazy up here.
Oh, man.
All right, give me your plugs, Trey. What do you got coming up?
Oh, I'll be back in Austin. That doesn't help you guys in Nashville. Sorry about that. I'm working on it.
That's how this part works. They listen to the podcast.
May 15th through 18th in Cap City in Austin, and then check my website for dates. And then, yeah, my album comes out on 420. It'll be on Spotify and iTunes and all that stuff. If you want to pre-order it with the Rolling Tray, you can do it at creeprecords.com. And all that's on my website, too. You can find links to all that. And Nashville, I am. Me and Jeff Tate are going to come for you guys.
How much of that excitement is for Jeff? See, it's all for Jeff.
Oh, totally. I'll take it. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Even when he's not here.
I know. And he doesn't even have a Tennessee tattoo.
I'm chanting for him.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. I'll hug you after the show. Oh, now it just feels pathetic. No, it's fine. Look, I'll hug all of you after the show. That was just good asset. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Is it true, Trey, that if you put
your rolling tray down the front of your shirt, and the Joker shoots you, the bullet will just lodge in the tray and you will live.
Yeah, totally.
Because there's a new Joker coming out, he might shoot one of us.
Yeah, I really hope they're boxing it.
It'll really up your game up here. So the next time around, you have one more rock movie you can say. What do you guys love, Justin Thompson?
Okay, I am moving in fucking 2 weeks. I got a couple shows coming up. I'll be in Nashville Friday. No, I'm in Nashville today. I'm going to be here right now. I'll be in Asheville, North Carolina, the 19th. Actually, the day before, I'll be in Atlanta doing my music video show, drop a video. I bring comics on, and they pick a video, and we make fun of it. It's very cool. And I'll have a going-away show the last Friday of April in Atlanta, too. Both those are Relapse Theater. You can follow me on Venmo. I'm on there. Justin T-H-O, and I'm on Instagram at Justin F. Thompson. Thank you.
Yay. Joe Pettis.
This Monday is the 8-year anniversary of my show at the Sweetwater Brewing Company. It was the first ever brewery comedy show. Now every brewery does a comedy show. And then next weekend, I'm actually performing at the Sweetwater 420 Fest. It's the Avery Brothers, Jason Isbell, Wisefoot Panic, and me. So, and I'm performing at 4:20 p.m. every day at the 4:20 Festival in Centennial Park.
I think we can all say bring me at the end of our plugs. I'm going to be in Rosemont, Illinois for May 4th and 5th, as I have been every year for the last few years. I'm going to pop into Chicago proper to do a show while I'm there, and Lexington, Kentucky is going to get his first ever Douglas Movies on May 7th.
Yeah.
I'd like to say thank you to the Wild West Comedy Festival. I'd like to say thank you to Zanies in Nashville. Make sure you tip the staff who came in early today for an afternoon show. And I'd like to thank one more time Trey Gallia, Justin Thompson, and Joe Pettis. Rock and roll with that kid. Why am I still out here by myself? Just to say thank you to you guys one more time. Every time I come to Nashville, you guys show up. It's always so much fun. So many name tags. As always, positive energy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.